This is Earth and Sky, Tuesday, March 14th. There are at least two eclipses of the moon every year. The first one for this year is tonight.
Lunar eclipses can happen only when there's a full moon. That's when the moon and sun are on opposite sides of Earth. At some full moons, the Earth slides directly between the moon and sun. Then Earth's shadow brushes the moon's face. When Earth's shadow touches the moon, we on Earth see an eclipse.
Earth's shadow will touch the moon's face tonight. But no matter where you are on Earth, tonight's eclipse will be difficult, if not impossible, to see. That's because the Earth's shadow has two parts, a dark inner umbra and a lighter surrounding penumbra. The lighter penumbral shadow of Earth surrounds the dark inner umbral shadow. It's still a shadow, still Earth's shadow, but not as dark as the shadow's center. It's this fainter penumbral shadow of Earth that'll fall on the full moon tonight.
The fainter outer penumbral shadow is just over one moon diameter wide. At mid-eclipse, tonight's moon will be totally inside the penumbral shadow, so you might call this a total penumbral eclipse. The moon will be totally inside Earth's penumbral shadow only a handful of times in the course of 230 lunar eclipses due to take place in this century.
To learn more about tonight's penumbral eclipse, come to earthsky.org. Our thanks to Research Corporation, a foundation for the advancement of science. We're Block and Bird for Earth and Sky.